our guest today is a professional comedian who's been in the business for 20 years. Using the stage name Windsor, he's performed in most of the top comedy clubs in the country, including the Comedy Store and Jonglers, as well as comparing many top names like Mickey Flanagan, Michael McIntyre, John Bishop and Sarah Millican. He set up Comedy Beats a year ago and puts on comedy shows in various venues around the southeast of England. Here to talk about a non-profit comedy event he's hosting on the 22nd of October is Mark Coxon. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Annie. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm very impressed, actually, that you turned up in good time. Oh. Usually I'm chasing guests, so that's very nice. Brownie points already. You're used to turning up on time, aren't you?
I'm always on time, Annie. Yes.
Being a comedian, Mark, as a career choice, it does strike me it's the most difficult job in the world, in my book anyway. Because basically people demand to be, well, to be entertained. They just file in, demand to be entertained. It's an awfully difficult thing to do. How did it all start for you?
Well, when I was at school, the only thing I was good at was performing. And then I wanted to be an actor, and that's a very hard trade to get into. So I drifted towards street performing to get experience. I had quite a strong work ethic, and I wanted to work as many days as possible. So I became a street performer up at Covent Garden, and I did that for 10 years. Worked all around the world, went to Australia, and then somebody saw me and suggested that I compare a big top at Glastonbury Festival, which I did for a few years. And then the woman who still represents me as my agent 20 years later saw me and said, you'd be great on the comedy circuit, so why don't you give it a go?
And the rest is history, as they say. And 20 years down the line, you set up Comedy Beats with Gary Burke, didn't you? And in a nutshell, you put on comedy shows at various venues around the southeast of the country, don't you?
That's right. We're quite a new company. We've only just finished our first year, but we've put on shows in East Grinstead, Crawley, Rusper, Hawley, Reigate. Yeah, just spreading out from where we're based in Copthorne, really.
And because you're a local person, of course, it's very pertinent, really. You're planning a comedy event on the 22nd of October, but this one is a non-profit event to raise money for something dear to your heart, Mark. What's the story behind that?
Well, the show we're doing on the 22nd is for the Copthorne Road Safety Group. All my children went to school in the junior school in the village, and a few of us realised about 2 years ago that there was an accident waiting to happen there. So five committed parents set up the road safety group, and we've done all sorts of initiatives. We've managed to get a lollipop lady. We've introduced a voluntary one-way system. We've just tried to deal with the whole drive-by, drop-off and pick-up thing, and had a lot of support from West Sussex County Council, Safer Routes to School. We're currently in the process of trying to raise some funds to put in a second gate to ease the congestion when the kids come out at 3:15. So that's the reason we're doing this fundraiser. We did one last year. It was really successful, and we're hoping the same again this year.
Just to get into the statistics, really, Mark, every day in the UK, about seven children are knocked down, seriously injured or killed on foot or a bike. Over 85,000 child injuries on roads within a 500-metre radius of schools. And that's equivalent of, I don't know, nearly 1,200 a month, isn't it? We're talking quite a serious problem, really, aren't we?
Absolutely, and it's irresponsible parents whose children are in the school who are generally creating the traffic flow around the school, but they only seem to see things from their own perspective and not the bigger picture. We have a Facebook page, the Copthorne Junior Road Safety Group, and on it there's a video we made. It's a very short video. We've had over 20,000 views, and it's been viewed all over the world. And if any of your listeners would like to have a look at that, they can see the dangers that arise from people driving irresponsibly.
Absolutely.
Around schools.
Absolutely, because I actually have had a look at it, and one of the things that you point out is that 37% of local school areas had at least one child road injury each year, which, again, you know, the stats are quite scary. So basically, I mean, the message in your Facebook video, it says something along these lines: don't park on double yellow lines or stop on zigzags, because children can't see to cross the road, can they? That's the whole problem. And younger children, they sometimes just forget to look in the first place. So, I mean, it's basically your mantra is be careful and thoughtful where you park, isn't it?
Absolutely. It doesn't do anybody any harm to park 100 metres, 200 metres away from the school and make that last little bit a walk. It makes it for a much safer environment for the children. I understand that some parents have to drive, they have work commitments and things, but they don't need to come right up to the school gates in order to drop their child off.
So you're trying to raise some money now, and you're doing it with what you know best, which is comedy. Tell us what's going to happen. If listeners want to come along to your event on the 22nd of October, what can they expect on the night? Tell us who you've got lined up and who's going to MC, who's going to perform.
Well, it's a cracking show. It's Comedy Beats. I think it'll be something like our 15th show, and we've got Dominic Holland on the bill, who I'm over the moon about. He's done the Royal Variety performance. He's had his own Radio 4 series, The Small World of Dominic Holland. He's been on Have I Got News For You. He's an absolute star and a great comedian, and it's a coup to have him on the bill. That's really exciting. We've also got Robert White, whose family come from Horsham, funnily enough, but he's a musical comedian. He's gay. It's lots of puns, lots of one-liners, plays a keyboard. And then closing the show, we've got an international act, Wayne Deacon from Australia. He's very laid back, very perceptive, insightful of the world we live in today. And the whole show is compared by Susan Murray, who's an unsung heroine of the circuit. She's worked a fair bit with Sarah Millican, and she's got a lovely West Midlands charm mixed with a sort of take-no-prisoners attitude, a little bit rude. She's great. So compare three acts, a bar, a cash bar on the night.
And where is it all happening, and how much do you have to cough up to go to it?
Well, it's happening at the Copthorne Junior School in the school hall. They've let us have it because it's a project we're working on with them. To get in, if you buy tickets in advance, the tickets are £10, which I think is a bargain, especially when you consider to go to a top comedy club down in Brighton or London, you're probably looking from here for a £15 train fare each. So for a couple, there's £30 on the train before you've even bought a drink or a ticket. So £10 a ticket or £12.50 on the door on the night. The only place you can get tickets is by going to the local village shop by Copthorne Junior School. Coles, they're selling them for no profit whatsoever, almost bang opposite Copthorne Junior School, which is RH10 3RD. It'll be a top night. Show starts at 7:30, doors open at 6:45. Or if you want to see more about it, you can go to Comedy Beats website at www.comedybeats.com. I think that might be www.comedybeats.com.
Don't worry, we know what that means, don't you worry. Now listen, I've been thinking, when I knew I was going to have you on the show today, you've been doing this for 20 years. I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, I just could not do that. I'd have to be committed if somebody tried and put me on a stage and to get people laugh. So my hat is off to you completely. And the thing I wanted to ask you was, what's your best put down for a heckler?
Oh, it varies on what the heckler is and how severe the situation is. But I think probably one of my favourites, if it's appropriate, is you're a bit of a chav, aren't you? In fact, you're so much of a chav that if we had a game of Monopoly together and you landed on one of my properties, I'd be waiting 12 weeks for the housing benefit to come through.
I like that one. I've read Jack D's one. He likes, it's a night out for him and a night off for his family, which I thought
that's
was
a good
quite
one,
good.
Yeah.
And Arthur Smith, is that your real face or are you still celebrating Halloween?
That's great.
John Cooper Clarke, your bus leaves in 10 minutes, be under it. Which I thought was great. And then there was a weird one from Harry Hill, because he's a bit left field, isn't he?
Yeah.
Harry Hill's one, I think Dell's going to have to explain it to me. You might heckle me now, but when I get home, I've got a chicken in the oven.
That's great. I like that one.
Yeah, I like it. And also, the other thing I was thinking about was, where does the actual term heckler come from?
I really don't know.
Well, just so happens I do.
That's brilliant. Well done, Annie. You're researching like crazy over there.
Oh, I have. Actually, the term heckler, it dates back from the textile trade, when heckling was basically teasing or combing out flax or hemp fibres, apparently. And the modern meaning apparently was invented in the early 19th century in Scotland, in Dundee. And staff who combed flax in the city were the most militant workers in the business, apparently. And as the hecklers sort of slogged away in factories, one of the team would read out the day's news and the others would butt in with constant sort of interruptions and a barrage of heated debates. There you go. I've taught you something about your own craft.
That's great.
I'm going to rub my tummy with glee over that one. I'm really pleased about that. Okay, well, thank you for your heckle, because that's always a good one to know, isn't it, for the future. Thank you so much for coming on, Mark, and for telling us about what you're doing, and good luck with it. Tell us how you get on, won't you?
Yeah, we will indeed. So remember, that's on the 22nd of October at Copthorne Junior School. Tickets £10. Go to the website, check out the Road Safety Group, Copthorne Junior Road Safety Group.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That was Mark Coxon from Comedy Beats. And if you'd like to know more about the Road Safety Group, have a look at their Facebook page. It's well worth a visit. Copthorne Junior Road Safety Group. There's also a short film in the video section, as Mark said. I had a look at it. Do take a look at it too. It's had over 20,000 views worldwide. And if you fancy a great night of comedy and you want to help support this fantastic cause, it's taking place on Saturday, the 22nd of October at Copthorne Junior School. And the address is Church Road, Copthorne, RH10 3RD. Doors open, as Mark said, at 6:45 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m.